Hi, and welcome to
Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to Three Women, Three Ways. This is our show where we talk about things in the news. We talk about just anything of interest to us that we think you might be interested in as well. Last week, we did a really good show, I thought, on plastic surgery and what women do for their plastic surgeries and some pretty bizarre procedures like, you know, labioplasties and things other than the simple breast augmentation and facelift that we usually think of. This week, in all fairness, we thought we'd talk about the men and some of the procedures that they have. And in fact, we're doing a little research. We found that male plastic cosmetic surgeries are going up by about 6% last year from the year before, and that is rising. So with me today, I have Nicholas Kaufman, who is an area businessman. And Nick, welcome to the show.
Thanks very much for having me.
Yeah, and the reason that you're here joining me today is because you have kind of a personal interest in plastic surgery. You've actually been thinking maybe someday that you would consider a procedure. What procedure would you consider?
Well, I've just been thinking sort of casually about it, but I've heard of men more regularly getting some cleanup in the neck area or some of the fat reduced that builds up as you age.
Yeah, yeah. And we all get that, you know, that kind of rounded business under the chin instead of that big strong thing. Do you know any men who have had plastic surgery?
Believe it or not, I do. I work in the management consulting business, and everyone is sort of always trying to look their best. So a couple of my former bosses each had the procedure done.
Yeah. So you think it is kind of that 40 to 50-year-old age group that's thinking about it?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
What's keeping you from doing it? Is it the cost? Is it other concerns? What's keeping you from doing it?
So it's not cost. I'm 42 at the moment, and I've never actually had any sort of medical procedure, and so a little bit nervous about the prospects of that since I don't have any experience. And then just the possibility of the procedure not going well, or at least when I look at 99% of plastic surgeries, most, in my opinion, don't look that great. So
yeah,
those are my two biggest reservations.
Okay. And how do you think it would benefit you? Would it be just self-esteem, or do you think it would benefit you in business? Or
so in the management consulting, it's pretty much where part of our role is glorified salespeople, and we're always aiming to look dashing and retain our young age. And so I think theoretically people think it will help them remain young and continue to look good.
Yeah.
And potentially with less of the traditional effort, like going to the gym, losing weight, that kind of thing.
Yeah, who wants to do that, right? I know,
right,
I don't.
Right.
Well, if you'd like to join us in this conversation, please do. The call-in number is 646-378-0430. That's 646-378-0438. Or if you'd like to send us an email, that would be fine as well. And we are, again, picking up on this conversation that we had last week about all these procedures that are available for women. And it's interesting to me that this whole idea of not just looking young, but looking absolutely fit, whether you have that body type or not, seems to be really what's driving all of this. And, you know, this whole idea that we can be perfect. And although I would certainly not mind being perfect, I figure it's not really in the cards for me, even if I had, you know, millions of dollars worth of plastic surgery, because I still have flaws. But that whole idea of perfection not only affects women, but it also seems to be affecting men. You know, Nick, I was doing some doing some research here, and actually chin augmentation, you're talking about reducing your chin a little bit, but chin augmentation is actually the biggest growing plastic surgery trend among all people, everybody. men and women.
Yeah.
And it looks like what they do with that, it's kind of like the Michael Jackson thing where they put a little plastic thing in your chin to give you that, you know, little strong jaw cleft chin thing.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And making everybody look a little you know, strong and, you know, Captain America-ish. And and the other thing that I was looking at is the different types of procedures. Again, we did this with the women where we were just dumbfounded by some of the procedures and some of the body areas that seemed to need improving that we never even thought of, you know.
Right.
And
yeah.
we always think of the middle-aged woman for the tummy tuck, but guess what? Men are getting body lifts, what they call lower body lifts. They're getting the tummy tucks, you know. That one cross your mind?
Well, believe it or not, there's in my company culture is to basically look like the guys in the magazines, and it has, because there's been a number of men that I work with that have gotten tummy tucks, and they regularly have little updates to their face, like Botox injections and that kind of thing.
Yeah,
so.
Those less invasive things, you know. And, and again, we always seem to associate these things with women, but boy, the men are jumping on board like crazy. One of the other things that seems to be going on is the abdominoplasty. Do you know what that is?
I'm not sure exactly, no.
Okay, it's implants, so you can get a six-pack. Like basically, they put you know a fake six pack under your tummy, and so you can you can look like you know you're terrific. Listeners, I would love to hear from you if you are interested in having any of these procedures done, or if you're just trying to figure out why you know you would have them done. We actually have an email from a listener who's asking you, Nick, about do you think at age 42 you would be too young to be starting these procedures? Is that kind of jumping the gun a little bit? Because surely you can't, you know, time hasn't ravaged you that much at this point.
Yeah, so I think that I'm kind of the odd man out at work and that I haven't had anything done recently. So I don't have a timeline on when I'd like to do it. I do think 42 is on the young end of the scale, but there's a lot of pressure at work to sort of follow the herd. And in fact, a guy that I work with recently had bicep implants in his arms, so his arms were more shapely. And he's
he has
only
guns.
He's only 34, so and I thought he looked good, you know, as is. So,
Wow. So that whole body, I think they call it body dysmorphic, you know, when you see your body as totally flawed and you've got to get out there and improve it. Another area, and this might make you cringe, Nick, I don't know, but they're doing a lot of penis surgery. Lengthening and widening the penis through plastic surgery is performed on an outpatient basis.
Okay. Yeah.
So apparently that body part has a lot attached to it as far as image, and I think you probably all know that. But you know what interest, and I won't embarrass you by asking if you'd ever consider that one.
I haven't. It sounds kind of painful in a way. So.
Oh. Well, the thing that interested me about this and some of the other things that I was looking in on is that the plastic surgery on the penis can actually, what it says is that it's possible to add an inch to the penis with plastic surgery. And it is permanent. However, some patients develop scar tissue, which reduces the length. And there's no guarantee. So, I mean, you're going through all of this for an inch? I mean, is an inch really that crucial? I don't know.
Right,
I mean,
right.
We're talking about the women feeling like they had to be perfect. But, I mean, wow. I mean, it's
interesting.
It is interesting. And I love hearing about, you know, I didn't realize that men in business, I knew that there was a big emphasis on looking good. I mean, there has been for, the last 20 years, you know.
Right.
You have to look like a teenager, and you have to look like you're 20 until you're 50. I mean, I keep thinking of, what's her name, Jane Fonda.
Mm-hmm.
Jane Fonda's
in
her 70s. I didn't look that good when I was 25. You know?
Right, right. Right, I mean,
wow, when is it okay to just say, you know, I'm an old lady and I can let it go?
I think at my organization, people stay in the workplace longer. That is, if you're starting to look sort of older or you're starting to kind of fade among the pack, then people start to sort of question, are you a drag on what we're trying to do? And so there's that element too. People sort of want to work longer and kind of want to remain vibrant and things in their 60s. So.
Yeah. Well, and I'm of the baby boom generation, the tail end of the baby boom generation. Okay, you know, I mean, let's not. But it's the baby boomers who seem to have really pushed this whole plastic surgery thing, the whole idea of this perfection. We have to look perfect even if we're 65. We have to look like we're 45, you know, we're 25. And it's interesting to me that the age group, because like the 40 to 54-year-olds, those aren't baby boomers anymore. And, you know, and yet they're picking up on this, you know. And the same quick facts, and by the way, these facts are from the Plastic Surgery Statistics Report from the American Society of Plastic Surgeons, if you want to check it out. Apparently 20 to 29-year-olds have 794 1,000 procedures a year, and they're 20 to 29 years old. How could they possibly?
Yeah.
And again, that's an increase of 6% over the year before. We're looking at 2010 to 2011 numbers. 30 to 39 year olds, 2.5 million. The males, or the 45 to 40 to 54 year olds, 6.4 million. And then 55 and older, 3.4 million. So maybe when you get over 55, you think, you know, oh, to heck with it. Retirement's not that far away.
Right. Have to stop keeping pace.
And, of course, we forget that there are repercussions to this stuff. I mean, we've all heard horror stories, and we've all seen Joan Rivers. I mean, there are some bad, bad outcomes to some of this stuff. And some of it's physically dangerous. Do you think of that when you're trying to make your decision of whether or not you're going to do it?
So when I started my commentary 10 minutes ago, you know, I think especially things that are more invasive and visible, like facelifts and whatever, I mean, I don't think I've ever seen a facelift that I think looks good on a man or a woman. And so that's a big reason why I wouldn't do it. In terms of sucking a little fat out here and there, still kind of hesitant due to my nervousness about having any elective procedure done. But and so that's the thing that's really holding me right back. Just I don't want to electively choose to go under the knife unless I have a issue that I have to take care of. I want to sort of minimize my exposure.
So that's interesting. You don't see liposuction as, you see that as a totally different thing from the plastic surgery.
Kind of, but I'm still, it seems like a simpler procedure. It seems potentially that it would be less visible unless something went way wrong. But, I do.
Well, I'll tell you, if I had, you know, the budget, I'd have everything lifted and tucked. They could just start up my ankles and pull it all up to the top of my head and tie it off for all I care. For me, the budget, I mean, these things are not cheap. And in an era when we're talking about healthcare and healthcare costs and who doesn't have access to healthcare, and yet I see these millions and billions of dollars spent on plastic surgery procedures. It's astounding to me, absolutely astounding to me. And, of course, you know, I hate to keep telling you this, Nick, but, you know, women, of course, we tend to go more for it. But we've also been raised a lot with the idea that we have to be perfect. We have to be perfect. I mean, we have to be the trophy wives. We have to be, you know, we just have to be absolutely perfect as much as we can be. And if that means going to the gym 3 hours a day, then by golly, we try and do it. And, you know, and unfortunately, society You know, I mean, I was reading the other day about, oh, who's that, the young country singer, Miley Cyrus.
Okay, yep.
About a year ago, I was in the doctor's office flipping through a magazine, and they were talking about how she was so chubby. So,
oh, God.
I went online looking up another article the other day, and I see this thing on Miley Cyrus. Is she anorexic? And I'm thinking, oh, for God's sake, you know, leave the girl alone.
Right. I know. Yep.
Yeah, she's either too fat for you or too skinny for you. You know, where is the, is there, what, a 4-pound margin where you're okay?
Right.
So
right.
Do you see that a lot of people are having any procedures, that men, because of any weight issues?
You know, I think that they may believe that liposuction is an easier way to take care of stubborn fat than the traditional means.
Uh-huh.
And so I see that sort of attitude at work, and money, unfortunately, isn't much of an issue. So you see people paying for liposuction repeatedly, and the thing that happens is that the fat comes back if you don't follow a healthful lifestyle. So, you know, I've seen a couple of people at work getting lipo, and they look good for, you know, a year, and then they're sort of have the pot belly creeping back again. So,
Yeah, nature wins.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I learned that a long time ago. Nature wins.
Yes. Yep.
Well, if you'd like to join our conversation, please give us a call at 646-378-0430. We are Three Women, Three Ways, and our normal hosts, I should mention, Deborah and Pinkley, are out of town at this point. They're doing some work for their women's issues, their sexual assault and domestic violence issues. So they are unavailable today, but they'll be back with us next week, and hopefully we'll have just as good of a time talking with them again as we have with Nick today. Again, that number is 646-378-0430, or you can call us, or you can email us online, and we'll do a little flash chat here. I do have an email from a caller who wants to know if there's a certain percentage of the men that you know who have had procedures. Is it 20% or 50%? What do you think is a rough estimate, Nick?
I would say it's certainly not a huge proportion. I would say of the people that I know, maybe a quarter or 25%, but even to me that seems like a high percentage.
Yeah, I think so. Now, are you talking just men or men and women?
Men.
Wow, okay.
Yeah,
women,
and I'm considering lipo and that kind of thing as well. The strange thing about my office, believe it or not, is that it seems like the guys are almost more into the plastic surgery thing than the women. It's a very much sort of a male-dominated business, and they have to look great, essentially, or that's at least the perception.
Yeah.
So.
Wow. Wow. So do you feel that they really have pressure, business pressure, in order to feel successful or be successful to do this, or do you think it's vanity?
You know, I think it's a good question, and I believe that it's, if I had, I don't know, but I think that it's, they're a good-looking group of individuals when they start with the firm, and they want to maintain that. And so I believe it's more on the vanity side than the business, or they believe it's really necessary to succeed, that it'll enable success. They essentially want to retain their charming looks for eternity, and we know that's not too easy.
Wow. Wow, yeah, that's not going to work for very long. I mean, I don't think
so.
Again,
no,
look at Joan Rivers. She looks good.
Or Bruce Jenner. I mean, Bruce Jenner is a guy.
Oh.
You know, a guy
that's
Yeah.
But I got to tell you, I've seen some people who have had facelifts, and you cannot tell. You really can't
okay.
tell. So maybe you're just looking at the ones where you can tell, and all those other people running around you have had them, and you don't know.
True.
Maybe you're the
True.
Only one, Nick, who's never had it. No, maybe.
Right. Think,
and you get an anonymous email from people with suggestions of what surgeons you can go to, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's strange that my company actually allocates money every few years for people to use towards plastic surgery, or it's called personal refinement, but it's people.
Oh my gosh, you're kidding
yeah.
me.
No, we get $15,000 every, or $5,000 a year. So then people use it. It can be used for a number, you know, personal training or whatever, but a lot of people use it for Botox or hair
wow.
restoration. Yeah.
Hair plugs?
Yeah,
yeah
well,
plugs?
It's better than hair. It's better than hair plugs. It's more, but along that line, yeah. Yep. Yep.
Wow. I want to work for you work after we're off air. We'll...
Okay.
You shoot me an application. I'll find some way of getting there.
Sure.
Yeah. Well, we were talking about the chin plants, which is the fastest growing, and I found this that in the last year, again, we're talking statistics between 2011 and 2010, the number of male procedures having the chin implants went up 76%.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah, 76%. Yeah. Lip augmentation went up 49%. There's cheek implants, laser skin
yep.
resurfacing,
yep.
soft tissue fillers.
okay.
You know, I mean, what the heck is that? You know, I mean, I don't
right,
know.
Right.
I mean, I think
yep.
of Kleenex, but, which any pre-adolescent girl can tell you is definitely a good filler.
Right,
and,
right.
and facelifts up 5%.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, definitely men are heading for the knife. Again,
yeah.
this idea of perfection, Nick, I mean, it just knocks me out. I mean, not only do you have to look perfect, you have to behave perfectly, you know. What's the turnover rate in your company? And is there any association between the way they look and how quickly they're turned over?
It's a good question, and I wouldn't say that, you know, it's more on the front end. So when we're interviewing people to bring into the company, there's a very rigid filter that folks need to get through in terms of physical appearance and their attention to physical appearance, like they claim how often they go to the gym or whatever. So, you know, it's a pretty good-looking group of folks that are eventually meet the bar to get in, and very few, you know, go to pot or whatever and are let
yeah.
go. It's much more coming in the door, which I always sometimes question too, because, you know, we could have a truly exceptional candidate, but they may not look as good as someone else. And, you know, it's just a kind of a shame in a way that we
yeah.
wouldn't. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, as a doughy middle-aged woman, I mean, I think, oh, there's no hope for me. We're going to have a fundraiser for me, Nick.
Right.
You know,
right.
Get this poor, pathetic woman her plastic surgery, please.
Yeah. And I mean, people have actually, even though it's, you know, they've actually made comments that, you know, the person had a, you know, certain body part that wasn't perfect or whatever as a reason for not hiring them. And I was just like, ooh, this is a new world for me.
Wow. Is
yeah.
that illegal? That's another question.
I
That's
think
another
so.
Show. But wow.
yeah.
yeah,
right,
wow.
Right.
I mean, I know
yeah.
that there have been obese people who have been filtered out of jobs who've actually sued and won.
Interesting. Yeah.
So, yeah, that's got to be hush-hush if they're actually doing that, I'm sure.
Yep.
Well,
yep.
okay, thinking of the ideal man.
Yep.
Okay, which might be easier for me to think of than you, but I'm not sure.
Uh-huh.
What,
yep.
what procedures would this ideal man have in order to have that perfection? We talked about the chin implant.
Yep.
We talked about the six-pack,
yep.
the styrofoam six-pack or whatever they put in there.
yep.
You mentioned the biceps, which is totally, I mean,
yeah.
are these like, I wonder if these are like breast implants where they're like saline little plastic
no,
bags.
No, they're real muscle. I believe. I don't think it's just a plastic bag of water or whatever, but I'm not sure. Another
thing, do they get the muscle?
I don't know.
Boy, that's a whole other show. Yeah, didn't even know about that one. Yeah.
Pec implant.
Butt lifts.
You know, one other addition to the list is for guys, a nice chest is, well, for women too, I guess, but for guys, they do get pec implants too, so they have a very defined chest.
Yes, exactly.
Yep. Yeah.
Wow. So, okay, so we started with the chin. We started with the chin implant. We've sucked that chin out so there's no double chin. We've added biceps. We've added pectoral implants. We've added the six-pack. We've lengthened and widened the penis. We've done a tummy tuck.
Yep.
And we've done a butt lift. Oh, calf implants, too, Nick. There are calf implants.
Yep.
And not only that, but there's a rise in cosmetic podiatric surgeries.
What is that?
People want their feet to look perfect as well.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's just astounding to me. So, of course, like I said, if I had the money, they could do them all. They could. I don't know about the feet.
So you're not worried about going under the knife?
Yeah.
Okay.
And the pec implants, I guess not so much. But I'd definitely go for the lipo. I'd definitely go for the facelift, I think. That would be my little quiet little secret. But again, we're talking that whole idea of perfection, and we're not going to be perfect no matter what. And if we're judged, like you were kind of saying at, you know, at your company, if you're judged by that perfection, that idea of perfection, not only does that say something about us as a society, but it's also pretty sad for those people who either can't, don't want to, can't afford, whatever, these kinds of procedures to make them look perfect. So do you just become, you know, some little quiet sales guy that's balding in the back room and they won't bring out into the, you know, to see the client until they can get him to retire? Wow. Pretty sad. So we've talked about all these procedures for men. We've talked about all these procedures for women. Of course, the big ones being the, and no pun intended there, being the breast implants and the tummy tucks and the butt lifts and the butt implants. Those are a big thing, too. So there's all these things that we can do to change our appearances. There's all these things that we can do to make ourselves look perfect, or at least closer to it than we are naturally. And it's almost like we're creating a two-layer society. Those people who can afford to dedicate all that time, money, energy into perfection, whether it's going for 3 hours a day or whether it's actually having these medical procedures, and the people who can't. So, and again, I want to just kind of come full circle and talk about this, especially in the standpoint of women and the abuse, because abused women suffer tremendously from the expectation that they should be perfect. Not only handle things perfectly, but do things in a way that don't upset anybody, do things in a way that makes everybody else happy. Do things in a way that is perfect. And, of course, no one can achieve that. Even if you have all of these procedures that we outlined, you're not going to be perfect. You know, and even if you have a level of physical perfection, you know, you still have to deal with your personality. And as far as I can tell, there are no surgical procedures that can turn a crappy person into a nice one. There certainly are no procedures that can turn a nasty person into somebody you want to be around. So, and there's certainly no medical procedure that can turn an abusive person into a person who is not abusive. So, well, we talk about all these procedures and we kind of laugh about them and we kind of admit that maybe we go for it. We're also looking at the idea that we are perpetuating this myth of perfection and not going to make it, no matter what our plastic surgery budget is. So, Nick, I really appreciate your joining us here and being so open and honest with us. I've learned a lot about...
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, men in plastic surgery. Again, We'll be back next week, and you can tune in. Give us a call, 646-378-0430. We have three women, three ways, three divas. Thanks so much for joining us.